As he does every week, NPR music writer and editor Stephen Thompson comes to recommend a new song for us. And Stephen, it wakes our brains up. So what have you got?
Always happy to wake up a brain. I've got a really fun singer this week, a guy from Missouri who goes by the name Pokey Lafarge. Right there. I feel like we're done. Everybody's just sold. He plays very authentic old-time music, complete with, you know, kind of washboard-type percussion. It seems like it might be a shtick, especially when you look at sort of period outfits and everything, but the music is very, very charming, with this solid, catchy, sturdy songwriting at its heart. This is the first track from a new self-titled album by Pokey Lafarge. The song is called Central Time.
The Missouri is my right arm, the Ohio is my left. When I'm living on the Mississippi River, where I like life the best. I don't mind the West Coast, and I don't mind the East Coast. Oh, baby, but I ain't gonna live on no coast. I'm just a plain old Midwestern boy. Yes, I'm getting by on Central Time.
You know, it's reminding me of the Carolina Chocolate Drops.
A little bit, yeah. Another artist that does very faithful renditions of old-time music. And I have to say, as a Midwesterner who was dragged to Washington, D.C. by the siren song of NPR, I can relate to his bone-deep love of the Midwest, in my case, Wisconsin. But it's just a fun, very period-specific, and yet strangely timeless sound.
Getting by on Central Time. The world don't like me, I won't let them waste my time. There ain't nothing gonna change my mind. I've been fine getting by on Central Time.
Tell us more. Where does he play? Which festivals does he go to? How would you characterize his music?
Yeah, it's almost tricky to pin down a genre. He's played the Newport Folk Festival. He's on the record label run by Jack White of the White Stripes, who likes a lot of very stripped-down music, and, you know, a lot of blues music, a lot of old-time music. I would maybe describe his sound as like old-time rural Americana or like rootsy folk music, but his songs can be darker and more modern and more sophisticated, maybe old-timeless. it's a present-day voice from the past.
Well, here he's singing about Central Time, you know, the Midwesterner, but what would be darker?
It's just that there are little modern hints occasionally will sneak into his lyrics. He writes very much from the perspective of being a rambler, as much as there were ramblers in any given era. This is a guy who put out an album on 78 RPM a while back. I actually once encountered him in person and was surprised. It was almost like, I was like, why aren't you in black and white? You should look like an old photograph.
Okay, well, it's Pokey Lafarge from Missouri. What do you say if you live there, Missouri or Missouri? I always get people commenting.
You know, it's funny. I hear the pronunciation Missouri, and I immediately assume that it's anachronistic because there's a line on The Simpsons where Grandpa Simpson says, "I'll be deep in the cold, cold ground before I recognize Missouri." And so I always assume that it's the way Grandpa Simpson talks.
Oh, thanks.
No offense, Rob. And I'm sure you're much more up
well,
on things than
we'll
Grandpa.
Just listen, hear from listeners. And what do you think of Pokey Lafarge, especially if you're in the Midwest? Is life really better on Central Time? You can tweet us at Here Now Robin or tweet Stephen at I Dislike Stephen. There's a backstory there, but what's important is how do you like the song that he's brought us this week, Pokey Lafarge's Central Time. Stephen, thanks so much.
Thank you.
I'm just a plain old Midwestern boy. Yes, getting by on Central Time.